Well, for a change of pace, as we've heard this morning, the short film festival that started in Sydney but then broadened, Tropfest, has been axed due to a lack of money, if not interest. Founder John Paulson has announced that after 23 years, the event won't go ahead next month. In a statement, he said that while it's too early to tell what's happened, it's hard to avoid concluding that there had been a terrible and irresponsible mismanagement of Tropfest funds. The festival was founded in 1993, was due to take place December 6. With us, RN film specialist, expert and maker, Jason DeRosso.
Hi, James. How are you? Yeah, it's sad news, it would seem, for lovers of Tropfest. I know a lot of people loved the event, especially in Sydney. It did attract so many people in it, and it sort of was part of that sort of fabric of the cultural life of the city, I suppose, in that it had been connected to that iconic cafe, the Tropicana Cafe in Darlinghurst, in those initial years.
Yeah, and people, it was very fashionable to be seen at Tropfest, and it was very fashionable to make a short film to be screened at Tropfest.
Yeah, right, especially back in the 90s, I suppose, it had that sort of niche reputation, and then it obviously just subsequently became bigger and bigger, and it, you know, had that broadcast on SBS, and the juries started to be very star-studded. You'd have people like Cate Blanchett, Russell Crowe, Jeffrey Rush sort of appearing on the juries of this. So it was a kind of interesting, very sort of eastern suburb Sydney phenomenon in one way, even though it sort of had a national profile to a certain extent, and so even international.
Why would ABC be covering an Eastern Sydney topic?
Look, it was kind of, and we're talking about it in the past tense, we don't know if maybe there could be a sort of knight in shining armour to come and sort of bail out the troubled festival at this point. But talking about it in past tense, it was that interesting sort of combination of really sort of great ingredients, especially as far as the media is concerned. You had sort of celebrity, you had a very focused sort of competition, which each year was based on a particular item, a Tropfest signature item. This year it was to be a card, but there'd been previous items like a mirror and so forth.
And you'd get very, very high quality, very expensively made short films right down
You'd often get recognisable sort of Australian actors that you were already sort of on TV or in shorter or in small Australian films starring in these sorts of films.
Or just the guy down the street filming his mates with a very clever idea.
Well, that could happen too. That was the kind of dream. It was like the Tropfest was almost like a version of the American dream. You could start from nothing and enter with a great idea.
Now, there was a Tropfest in the early 90s because I used to live in a flat that was overlooking the park of Tropfest. And John Paulson, the director, got up and said at the loudspeaker, which was audible to all the people in residence nearby, which got a lot of residents upset, he said, "Well, all the people who are watching the movies, please stop urinating on the flats across the road." I thought that was the year it was going to end.
Or maybe that was the year it really was, you know, you were learning that people were just loving it turning up in huge numbers.
Can Portaloo sponsor the Tropfest to save it?
Who knows? I mean, I think it's important to point out, however, that, you know, Tropfest tends to suck the oxygen out of the room a little bit when we're talking about short films in Australia and the short film landscape. There are a lot of other places for short films to show. The major city festivals, Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide and so forth, have short film sections or competitions. There's competitions like Flickerfest in Bondi, but there's also competitions like the very respected, especially highly respected from a critical point of view, St Kilda Film Festival, that is long-standing, that is a great showcase for talent, where people don't necessarily have to come up with a Tropfest signature idea and so forth. So to sort of, it's quite sad to hear of what would seem to be the demise, at least for this year, of Tropfest. But on the other hand, there are many more sort of places for short filmmakers to showcase their talent. And when we're talking about cinema, I mean, people can often move on from something like Tropfest and make use of these wonderful contacts. And indeed, I think there's a week in LA that you're flown over to sort of meet people in LA and so forth. People can go on and have sort of careers from being sort of trampolined off into the stratosphere from something like Tropfest. But we should point out that people like Justin Kurzel, who made Snowtown and has most recently made Macbeth, which showed in competition at Cannes. I mean, his background with short films was that he showed his short film at Cannes. So, you know, in terms of cinema, there are perhaps better showcases to end up in the higher echelons of cinema, but you know, the paths to success are different for every filmmaker, and certainly it's always sad when any sort of showcase, any festival that's supporting younger talent disappears, as would be, well, as would appear to be the case at the moment with what's happening with Tropfest. But it's all still pretty murky.
Jason DeRosso, thanks for updating us.